parang familiar sa akin itong Love Yourself, nakikita ko na to. Ano ba ang tawag sa Love Yourself? Like, ano ba sila? Like, what are they exactly?
It's an NGO. And then, mahaba-haba history ni Love Yourself. Pero it's more commonly known as a place where people could get tested for HIV for free. And then we also spread awareness and, teach people about what HIV is, what it really is about. Because up until now, people have this, you know, stigma. When you say HIV, there's a stigma against it. And our aim is to break that stigma, to make people understand that, you know, HIV is just like, it's a virus. It's like any other kind of condition that you could get. Tawag dun. Here in the Philippines, kasi we grew up thinking about sex as something na hindi mo dapat pag-usapan or something like that. And then, plus conservative na ang mga Filipinos. Then when you say HIV, ay sakit yan ang mga bakla or something like that. Which is not true, no? Siyempre, I would like to discuss din. Pero yun, disclaimer, I may or may not be correct with what I'm gonna say, no? Pero yun nga, See Love Yourself is, it's a company na, it's an NGO, and then yun nga, parang main purpose namin is to educate the people about what HIV is.
For how long or since when did they start this advocacy or this this program, or kailan nila sinimulan to?
Matagal na to. It actually had a different name before. I think Love Yourself is the second name. As in, matagal na yung history ni Love Yourself. I only joined recently. Well, 2019, March 16 was when I joined Love Yourself. Pero matagal-tagal ko na siya naririnig. I think the first time I got tested was, that was way back 2012. And then they were already operating by that time. Pero sobrang tagal na nila. As in, hi, my name is Sam Garcia. I'm 25 years old, residing in Pasig City. I work in, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say the name of my company, but it's an insurance company. And I'm supporting the operations in the United States. Hobbies, I like watching anime. I like working out. And then I also like to study language. Well, Japanese, actually, kasi nga anime, I'm addicted to anime. Then yun, prior to the pandemic, I also fancy doing archery and volunteering, syempre. And oh my God, yung bundok. Have you climbed up mountains before?
Once, Mount Ulap pa lang, actually.
Mount Ulap. Ang sarap lang ng feeling na umakit ng bundok.
Yeah. Man, I miss the feeling. Grabe.
It is. It's like, it kind of brings you in a trance while you're doing your steps going up the mountain, diba? And I've been to Mount Ulap as well. And I think the whole going up and down of Mount Ulap took us 8 hours. Kasi mabilis kami noon eh. Others would take around 10 to 12, pero kami, because we wanted to go to Baguio pa, so binilisan na namin yung pag-hike namin sa Mount Ulap. And then, yun nga. Kaso, funny thing is, we were so tired when we reached Baguio, less than half of our group, sila lang yung naggala sa Baguio kasi kami, lahat kami pagod na.
Tulog, lahat tulog. Magsak.
Tulog kami sa kotse.
Buti nga nakaabot pa kayo eh. Kami rin nung after namin, siguro yun nga parang maghapon, parang we started around 6 a.m. So parang may dinanong muna kaming school, di ba? Which is also a good place to start kasi siguro one of the perks of going up is makikita mo rin kasi yung locals doon, or di ba, kung paano yung paano itsura ng place nila, tapos nag-register doon sa parang covered court. So parang
ganda
na lang start, di ba? Tapos sunrise, walang ulan, talagang hindi cloudy, talagang it's the perfect weather to climb. Tapos yun nga, so after that we went down around 3 to 4 p.m. And then, ayun, nasa jeepney na kami. And then, all of a sudden, pagkagising ko, nasa ano na kami. Nasa may bandang SM Baguio na kami. Like, what the fuck just happened? Did I try and travel? Parang pumikit lang ako ng onte kasi parang gusto, kasi nakakapuwing, di ba? Parang sobrang hangin kasi.
Yeah.
So, pumikit lang ako.
It's...
Putsa, pagkadilat ko, oh, what? What? It's like, okay. So, I fell asleep. So, ayun. Pero aside from Mount Ulap, saan ka pa pumunta?
The first one I went up to was one in Tanay, which is Mount Aingat. That was the first one I went up to. And then I keep forgetting the name of the third mountain na inakitan ko. Somewhere in, what's after Bulacan?
Pampanga?
No. Tarlac. Basta dulo siya ng Bulacan. Well, anyways, basta may buntok doon na inakitan ko.
Okay.
Kabanatuan. There. Kabanatuan. Okay. Yes. That was, there. May inakitan din ako doon. That was actually a challenging mountain kasi may part doon na if you really lose your grip, you're gonna roll down.
Mm.
Oo, and then, yun nga talagang, when I got off, narating na namin yung pinakalas, which is, syempre yung kotse, sumakit talaga yung tuhod ko. Mm. As in, my ankle was hurting. Kasi yung pababa na siya eh. So if you don't have enough strength talaga, you could roll over and then, you know, the hill and then kill yourself. It was so scary, but it was fun, but scary.
To think that mountains are you know, beautiful places, no? Parang if you're going to look at it from outside, it seems as if it's safe kasi parang like you're looking at them in an image or a video, pero pag nandun ka na, like it's like, what am I doing, di ba? Parang lalo na if you can remember, yeah, dun sa Mount Ulap, meron dong part na I'm not sure if pababa na yun or papunta pa lang, pero meron dong part na talagang sobrang sikip, pero dun sa right side mo bangin na talaga. So parang if you do some mistake, anything can happen. And if I can remember, isa pa palang orientation dun sa Mount Ulap is to bring your own trash, diba?
Yeah.
Umaga, if you're going to bring some snacks, might as well bring your own plastic bags.
That actually goes to all the mountains, because I am part of that group. My friend is actually the one who plans everything. Organizer siya yung friend ko na yun. And then everywhere, as in kahit saan ka pumunta, okay, leave no trail, di ba? Mm-hmm. You go up there, kung anong dala mo, dapat yun din yung dala mo pababa. Yung dala kang food, may dala kang bottles, put in your bag, kahit naubos mo na siya. Don't throw it in nature. Let's maintain the clean, yung pagiging clean ng mga mountain natin.
Tsaka they have to remember na for generations din kasi yung mga ginabang nito, diba? Not just for them. So let other people enjoy the same experience that you had, diba? Might as well take care of it for everyone. Everything that I did before, siguro hindi ko makakompare yung best experience ko na nakuha sa Mount Ulap versus dun sa mga concerts na napuntahan ko, or I don't know, maybe it's just me, pero iba yung feeling ng umakit talaga. Siguro in terms of clarity na rin, in terms of inner peace.
And for me nga yung pag-akit ng bundok, it's like a short escape from reality. Kasi syempre you have to make travel pa going to that area. You're not in a place na may buildings, you're not in a place na may signal yung phone.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is just nature. And being like you mentioned, parang naka-cleanse ka going up and then going down. Especially if you reach the summit, diba? Parang iba yung feeling ng nung achievement if you did something physical.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course ang rewarding din ng view, you have to admit that when you're at the summit, the view is just amazing. And then siguro din if you're with a nice group din, no, yung feeling na achievement na when you reach the top, uy Sam, good job, naabutan natin tong tuktok. And then you guys are like going group hugs and then parang taking selfies. Yung parang sense of accomplishment. Nandun din siya if you reach the summit. Ayun na, nakakamiss yung ganung feeling. Para nakaka-high actually.
Medyo nalungkot nga ako kasi parang when we got there at the top, dun sa mga places where they take pictures, parang really, are we going down already? Parang we just got here, di ba? Can we stay for like an hour or 2 hours? Kung pwede lang, di ba? Pero syempre, di ba, kailangan kasamahan ng guide, kailangan mo rin i-consider yung mga kasama mo. So, pero kung ako'y masusunod, di ba, like, I would stay there for as long as I like, as long as it's safe. Kasi parang, you know, I can almost just imagine myself sleeping. Kung siguro kung kaya ko lang yung lamig doon, I would sleep and just enjoy the place. Bahala na kung may ahas dyan or whatever. Bigla ko tuloy naisip yung Rainforest Park, no? Last time kasi, sarado daw. Ewan ko lang ngayon.
Yeah. You know, parang before, Rainforest, we've been there a lot na. Pero now, oh, come on, even just Rainforest, bring me there.
Mabawal pa nila, di ba? Like, if they can allow malls, di ba? Pero syempre, some would say, well, necessity yung malls kasi they have grocery stores and drug stores and hardware and all necessary stuff. Pero if you think about
knock, mental health.
Mental health, diba?
Knock, mental health.
Why spend millions and billions for a Dolomite beach? If you can just plant trees and make parks, or improve nyo na lang yung mga existing parks natin, or I don't know, di ba? Much better. So anyway, in this episode, I'd like to talk about this topic kasi, yun nga, just like you said, for some people, this is taboo. This is something that most people are afraid to talk about or don't want to talk about. Or some people would even ridicule this type kind of topic because, again, like just like you said, they said that this disease or this illness is only for gays or maybe lesbians, but... kumbaga parang yung naging stereotypes kasi sila, di ba? Like, oh, HIV kasi ganito ka, ganyan. So, I'd like to clarify that with you since, you know, you know something about this and you're a part of this organization, di ba? So, if you're going to walk this, the street, di ba, in a random afternoon and explain what HIV is, how would you define it to them?
HIV is a virus. Mm-hmm. Na infects the, well, not really infect. It's a virus that attaches itself sa immune system ng tao. Mm-hmm. Kaya nga HIV, human immunodeficiency virus. So people thinking na ay sakit yan naman bakla or something like that. Well, yes, majority of the cases come from men who have sex with men, pero hindi naman namimili ang ng host ang virus eh. Hindi naman yung sasabihin na, uy, straight ito, wag dito, dun tayo sa bakla. No. Mm-hmm. HIV can happen to anyone. They could attach themselves to anyone. So let's get rid of that thinking then, no? And HIV is just like any other, I guess, any kind of sickness, no? Well, any kind of other sickness na hindi pwede pa ma-cure. For example, si cancer or si high blood, we don't have cures for that. Pero we can see people living normal lives even if they have that. Diabetes. Mm-hmm. Gary Valenciano, he has diabetes, right? Pero hanggang ngayon humahataw pa rin, hataw na, sabi ni Gary V. Diba? It's because they chose to, you know, they chose to be the one in control of the virus or their sickness instead of letting that condition control their lives. That goes the same with HIV. Mm-hmm. Actually, tawag dun, you can live a really normal life even if you have HIV. As in, you can have a family, you can, you know, do all sort of things. It's not going to be an obstacle unless you want it to be an obstacle.
And if I'm not mistaken, government already has a program to support, diba, this type of illness to other people. And if I'm not mistaken, they're even providing meds for free.
Yes. Sa Love Yourself, sa organization namin, I'm an HIV counselor, sa Love Yourself. What we actually do if we have people who are reactive to the virus, as long as they have Phil Health, they won't need to pay anything. The only stuff that they have to pay for are the procedures na hindi kayang gawin sa Love Yourself, which is yung client na mismo magkahanap ng facility kung saan nila pwede i-conduct yung mga procedures na yun. Mm-hmm. Pero other than that, basta may Phil Health sila, everything is for free.
My next question is, since yun nga, because of the stereotyping, why do you think people should care about it? Or ano bang reason for this awareness?
Why they should care about it? Kasi if you're a person na, you know, sexually active, you should really care about it, no? And it's not only through sex naman nakukuha ang isang HIV, eh. There are other ways to transmit the virus. Pero yung most common is through sex. And why should you care about it? Because ang effect ng HIV hindi siya instant, eh. It takes a long time before you could actually see symptoms. Actually nga walang symptoms ng HIV. So there's what we call this. Okay, let's talk about the infection period, no?
Okay.
Once a person gets the HIV, it would take around 3 months before we could actually, you know, see in the tests that a person has HIV. But the reason why they don't know that they have HIV is because a person can remain asymptomatic from 2 to 10 years.
Oh, okay.
As in, okay, you go to the gym, you go party, you attend orgies, or you have sex with whoever. Feeling mo safe ka kasi nga wala ka naman nakikitang symptoms. And that's because you're just asymptomatic. how about Sir Sam? Ano po ba ang symptoms of HIV? Wala po tayong symptoms for HIV. Number one reason kasi it is actually attacking your immune system. So kung ano ang dumapo sa iyong sakit, yung symptoms na yun ang magpapakita. Usually here in the Philippines, conditions relating to lungs ang makikita nyo. Pneumonia, ubo, yun yung nagmamanifest na parang sakit for people here in the Philippines. Pero for the same person, let's place him in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Ang magmamanifest sa kanya is skin conditions naman. Kasi yun yung mas common na sakit dun eh. Pero yun nga, it really depends kung ano yung kakapit sa'yo na sakit. Let's say, yes, you're here in the Philippines. Pero the moment na humina yung immune system mo, ang kumapit sa'yo na sakit is, let's say, condition sa hair or condition sa skin, condition sa other parts na hindi na kinayanan ng katawan mo because of HIV. So yun, there's really no symptoms for it. Pero yun nga, just because you're not getting tested, you don't know na may HIV ka pala, patuloy na bumababa yung immune system mo, then lahat na ng sakit kakapit na sa'yo. At that point, masasabi natin yung tao is may AIDS na. Nasa AIDS stage na sila, which is acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Another thing kasi nang iniisip ng tao pag HIV is AIDS, that's totally different. HIV is the virus. AIDS is the condition that you're going to reach if you did not take care of yourself.
But with the pills that the government mentioned, can they prevent AIDS?
Yes. So example, yung sinasabi mong provided ng government, those are what we call the ARV. I forgot what ARV stands for. Pero sila yung iniinom ng mga people who were confirmed to have HIV. Ang purpose niya is para matulungan yung katawan ng isang tao na lumakas ulit yung immune system at ma-repress or ma-suppress rather yung HIV sa katawan. So yes, meron tayong tinatawag na condition na undetectable. Meaning, yung HIV sa katawan mo is no longer sufficient enough to transmit the virus. Yung sinasabi ko na you can live a normal life. Kasi yes, you have the HIV in your body, pero sobrang unti na lang nung amount niya. You're no longer capable of transmitting the virus. So once you're undetectable na, you cannot transmit the virus anymore.
So does it like provide actual cure or more like vitamins na they have to take regularly?
It's parang ganun siya kasi it's not really a cure kasi cure means you're free from the condition. It's more of parang how people with high blood have to take their meds every day para lang maging normal yung ano nila, yung blood pressure nila. Same goes with people with HIV. Hindi porket naabot mo na yung stage na undetectable ka na is you're gonna stop your ARVs. You still have to take them daily. If not, mag-increase ulit yung amount ng HIV sa loob ng katawan.
Makakahawa ka pa, kumbaga.
So let's say you're nasa undetectable stage ka na. They still have to get tested pa rin every 6 months or annually just to make sure that they're still in that undetectable stage. Kasi sometimes a person can become immune to the medication. So the doctor has to change the components of the medicine para lang maging undetectable ulit yung isang tao na may HIV.
Who are the most vulnerable? Like, are they teenagers, young adults?
The last time na I had a seminar with Love Yourself kasi the data is showing na younger and younger people are showing positive for HIV. They're the ones who are starting to be reactive. Kasi nga, newer generation these days, mas exploring sila compared nung tayo, nung mga period natin na parang medyo ano pa rin tayo, medyo conservative. Ngayon kasi parang medyo nabawasan yung pagiging conservative and then plus, you know, they have access to the internet. They could learn what sex is about. Then even start doing it without actually having the right knowledge for it. They, yun, sadly, mga teenagers ngayon yung usually nagiging prone to the HIV. Mga age 20s, I think even starting youngers na yung mga data natin ngayon.
Because of the internet, right? We have the internet to do anything with it, right? So, you know, people know the capabilities. Actually, hindi pa natin alam kung ano pang pwede natin gawin sa internet. Parang, kumbaga, there's so many information, so many things that na pwedeng gawin, pwedeng malaman, pwedeng ma-explore. And yet, bakit wala pa rin tayong sex education sa bansa natin? I mean, why do you think so? And kung kailangan man to, when or where will be the best place to have this discussion?
For me, ang nakikita kong reason kung bakit wala is because, di ba, we're a Catholic country. We are a Catholic country,
mm-hmm.
and parang yun nga, karamihan ng schools natin are Catholic schools. Wherein, mm-hmm. syempre, ang usapang sex is talagang hindi na pag-uusapan talaga. I mean, I can't even remember a good sex education when I was in high school. Parang wala nga eh.
Parang wala, di ba?
Yeah. Diba? Pero I think there's this country kasi na para at a young age, parang elementary, mm-hmm. they're already teaching children about what how reproduction works. And for that country, I forgot the country's name eh. Di ko na-search kanina eh. Ang baba ng rate ng ano nila, ng teenage pregnancy or unwanted pregnancy din. Kasi parang at a young age, tinuro na how to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then what would happen if a guy and girl have sex? That's when a girl get pregnant. Dito sa atin, wala eh.
Diba?
Hell, I think people even think na kapag nag-kiss tapos natulog na magkatabi, buntis na yung girl.
yun kasi yung nasa mainstream channels kasi natin, di ba? Like, di ba?
Exactly.
Kapag may mga scenes na ito gagawin. Pero of course, they're not going to show the actual di ba? The actual activity. But then, on the other scene, they're just going to say, oh, I got pregnant after this number of months, I got pregnant. So, kumbaga parang, okay, but ganun, magic? What?
Yeah.
So,
Filipinos are always left in the dark. Or young Filipinos are left in the dark about what sex actually is.
Pero the thing is, we have the capability to teach. Kasi nga, di ba, you already have the internet to teach these kids na they don't know na, oh, ito kapag kasi ganito, ginawa mo to, this could happen. Or, you know, since we're talking about HIV, you can also get this virus if you're not going to be careful enough.
Ang problem lang din kasi sa internet, there's too much information and some information are actually not true.
Mm-hmm.
So ang hirap din kasi mag-rely sa internet, and we can't really expect youngsters to actually try to learn it from the internet if they're not even aware of it. They're not going to search for it, diba?
Especially if they haven't experienced it yet, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kung ba parang awareness talaga yung kailangan nating ibigay sa mga kabataan ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be aware of, I guess, what sex is, sexual education, and, you know, the risk and everything. They need to know that if, you know, we would like to stop this trend na nakikita natin na pababa yung age ng mga tao or kids who are getting HIV.
If ever na masulong to, or since hindi pa siya nasusulong, di ba? What would be the best place to have this discussion? Sa bahay ba? Sa local barangay, sa school? Like, if ikaw mamimili, or what's going to be your preference to have this discussion? Kung baga, kunyari, meron kang kamag-anak or pamangkin, mga ganun.
I actually do it here, sa house ko. Tinuturuan ko yung mga pamangkin ko about it, actually. Pero if we're gonna do it something na parang magbabago yung system in the Philippines, we're really gonna teach about HIV, sa school.
Mm.
Sa school, pinakamaganda siya ituro. Kasi tawag dun, ang problem kasi kung sa parang bahay lang, and then kumbaga parang ang advantage ng school is the people who's gonna speak there are trained. Not everyone na nandito sa bahay is, you know, would really have the right information kasi. Pero kung sa kung ipapatupad natin sa mga school, those people, they won't be able to speak in front of a lot of people unless they are actually trained by I guess the proper people to discuss what HIV is about. So for me, mas maganda siya sa school. Elementary. Ganun. As early stages pa lang, let the kids know what it is about. Kasi technically, doon naman tayo nang galing lahat eh. We were made out of sex, diba? We won't be here if our parents did not do the deed.
Now, another thing that comes to my mind is dun sa mga nag-positive, diba? Sa ganitong virus. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have any stories where they're being discriminated or how they were able to get along with it or paano nila na live your normal life nila? Like, how is it the transition? Syempre, diba? For someone who's going to be positive, I think there's going to be discrimination dahil nga sa stigma na ganyan, ganito. So, do you have any stories to some of your friends or...
Yes. Yung number one thing kasi dyan is sa HIV kasi your status. You don't need to tell other people about it eh, no? Pero syempre, what if in some cases na other people did find out? That's another story. So far kasi sa mga na-handle ko, I've handled people who actually came back reactive to the virus. Some of them were, you know, mga 2 hours kami nag-iiyakan dun sa counseling room kasi nga hindi niya matanggap yung nangyari, everything. Parang ano daw, hindi niya alam kung ano gagawin niya. People think it's a death sentence. And of course, I'm gonna hear people, ano sasabihin sa akin ng ibang tao? If they know that I have the virus, they're gonna know that I had sex without being married. Yung mga ganun. Those are the things that I've heard sa mga clients ko. Pero the others naman, surprisingly, they took it strongly. Mm-hmm. Na I'm just gonna get the medicine na lang. So I'm happy. Personally, I'm happy na yung mga clients ko na nagiging reactive. They're not that, I guess, they're not really that close-minded anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or kumbaga parang, wait, maling word yung close-minded, sorry. They're not that, they're more open to the next step compared to the others na parang hindi nila ma-accept yung fact na they actually got the virus.
Baga denial mo na bago acceptance.
Something like that. And we can't really blame them with how, you know, how we were raised here in the Philippines na ito si HIV, ganito siya, madumi kang tao if meron kang ganito. I mean, that's how old people will actually describe it. So yeah.
That actually means na yung fear is not really about the virus itself. Kasi nga, just like you said, symptoms don't really come for years to come, diba? Kumbaga, all of a sudden, it's just going to attack you with whatever illness that you can have and it'll just get worse kasi nga, your defenses are down. But basically, the fear that you're having is more about what people are going to say rather than getting sick, diba?
Yes.
Kumbaga, mas yung stigma kasi na ganito ka kasi ganyan.
Yes, yun yung parang gusto namin ma-break, yung that kind of stigma. People think na HIV is a death sentence and then, you know, other shitness people say about it.
In terms of relationships naman, like, do you have any cases like that? Let's say, you know, ayaw malaman ng partners nila or it might break their family. Do you have any stories like that?
I think I have. Well, I'm not sure if it's mine. I think it was a friend of mine, a co-counselor. I think it was mine. Parang that particular person kasi parang he made the mistake of seeing another person while he was in a relationship. Then he turned out to be reactive to the virus. He actually had it. And then parang di niya alam kung paano i-disclose dun sa partner niya. Parang it was just a really dramatic moment that day.
In a way, parang rin kayo, no? Parang counselor nga. Kumbaga parang in terms of talking with these people, parang you also have to pacify them and make them feel better. Or at least make them see the virus as not as something to discriminate about, but something to tackle on, something to fight.
Kasi yung mindset talaga ng Filipinos when you say HIV, sobrang pangit, actually. And sobrang exaggerated, kumbaga, medyo sobrang magnified yung issues niya, where in reality, it's just, you know, it's something that, it's not a death sentence. It's not, basta kasi parang people will label you as madumi because you're having sex. That's how Filipinos would see it. I mean, growing up, for me, if we talk about sex, parang napakadumi mong tao if you talk about sex with another person. Yung kahit yung gaitong usapan na natin, like we're talking about how a man will penetrate a woman or another man, people will view us as maduming tao. I'm not sure if you experienced that growing up because I definitely did.
Pero, syempre, growing up, di ba? Especially sa school or even at work. May mga friends din kasi akong nasa LGBT na talagang pag kunyari, 'di ba, nagdamit lang sila ng pambabae just dahil nga transgender ganyan, they're gonna ridicule this person or sometimes even laugh at them for whatever reason. Kumbaga doon pa nga lang eh, the mere fact of their existing as, you know, the mere fact na nagka-come out sila as being who they are, doon pa lang mm-hmm. parang may discrimination na. What more if you have this sickness? Kumbaga parang mas ma-amplify pa yun. And again, yun nga, sa tingin ko, yung fear is more out of people discriminating than the actual health mm-hmm. risk. Which is sad.
It is.
Kasi, diba, imbis na instead of them making themselves feel okay, mas lalo pa siyang lalala. Kumbaga hindi lang siguro yung health mm-hmm. yung aatakehin dito eh. Yung mental health din nila. Diba?
Exactly. And yun ang magiging domino effect niya eh. Kasi because of fear of what other people will say, hindi sila pupunta doon sa mga facility na offers testing.
Mm-hmm.
And then dahil nga hindi sila pumunta, hindi nila malalaman na meron na palang HIV sa katawan nila, and then they slowly die. And yung sad thing about that, it's because of something like thinking of what other people will say,
mm-hmm.
that's gonna stop a person from actually getting the treatment. So yeah, I mean, I've had some cases na parang after malaman na ito yung results niya, hindi na namin makontakt.
Kumbaga mm. hindi na nag-reach out sa inyo ever since.
Nakakasad kasi nga parang nandito na kami, we're ready to help you. Mm-hmm. And then yet, I guess, because of the fear and everything, he decided to parang hindi na siya nag-respond sa amin.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun.
In a way, kailangan din ng psychologist dito, no? Or psychiatrist. Or dapat siguro parang mixed dapat sila. Not just in terms of reproductive or in terms of preventing of getting the virus. Kasi parang, mm-hmm. ano ko dito eh, parang may trauma to eh, di ba? Parang,
there's gonna never be trauma. Imagine
you can get this and your whole life will change forever.
Actually nga ako, I have my own negative experience no, when I started volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people say, bakit ka pupunta dyan? But may HIV ka ba? As in, what? The way they asked.
May ganun talaga?
Yes.
Na nagtanong sa'yo.
Yes, ba? I experienced that. Oo, tanong ako. And what hurt was, it was a family member.
Ooh.
Anong kalokohan yan? Something like that.
Mm.
Why are you parang affiliating yourself with this kind of organization?
Mm.
Bakit may HIV ka ba? Ang sakit ng pakinggan.
Mm.
Parang bakit ganun yung tingin nila? Those were actually, how old was that person? Senior na siya eh. Senior age. Parang, you know how they say it? Ang sakit. And syempre, if the person na iba makarinig dun, parang, syempre na magiging thoughts nila, ay, parang ito pala yun, parang let's not, ano na lang, let's not go down this path na lang kasi ito na yung sasabihin ng mga elderly natin.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganun yung magiging effect sa kanila. So, I'm happy na ako on my end, hindi ko siya tinigil and now I'm able to teach my family about what HIV is and how they can protect themselves. Especially sa mga younger nephews and nieces ko.
Mm-hmm.
And then yung mga babae, teaching them about what sex is para maiwasan nila yung unwanted pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. So yeah. And share lang yung personal experience ko about this HIV stigma.
And one more thing, no? May mga progress ba so far in your organization, like in terms of raising awareness?
Yes. We actually have this parang kung office department or we have mm-hmm. this parang group sa Love Yourself na they actually go to, I think, schools din yata. Schools and also companies to conduct speeches about what HIV is. And then we also conduct on-site testing sa mga mm-hmm. taong interested na mag-test ng HIV. And so far, we're doing great naman. Nagkaroon nga lang ng lockdown kaya hindi na namin magawa. I actually got trained to do that rapid testing kaso hindi ko na siya na-practice. So sad.
Come to think about it, no? I guess like if we're going to talk about this lockdown since we're back on this topic again. Because we're currently in the lockdown, no? If you think about it, ang daming apektado, no? I mean, alam na nating marami apektado, pero the way we, diba, now that we talk about it, ang dami pa rin talagang apektado. in all aspects, kumbaga parang mas lalo pang na-emphasize yung ang daming apektado dahil nga, hindi lang yung effect, hindi lang yung nag-positive, hindi lang yung pamilya na nag-positive, iset aside pa nga natin yung mga bills na babayaran nila doon. We don't even know if the government will shoulder those expenses. Maybe not. Pero, di ba, just think about the everyday people na kumikita ng arawan.
Yeah.
Mga nagbibenta ng mga pinya or pakwan or bicycle drivers. And then, of course, in this case, people who want to get tested if they're positive or not, parang, di ba, now, anong option nila? I mean, currently ba ngayong lockdown or at least siguro nung medyo maluwag-luwag pa, may mga options ba sila pumunta doon or hindi naman ganun
restricting? Yes. Before, actually, pre-pandemic period, sa main branch namin, which is Love Yourself Anglo, located in Mandaluyong.
Mm-hmm.
Malapit lang siya sa Shaw MRT. Sobrang unti ng 80 clients per day. Masasabi namin madami kapag umabot na kami ng 120 clients per day.
Mm. Isang branch
pero,
lang
ito. Isang branch lang. Which is, kasi main nga namin si Anglo, dun yung maraming client talaga. And then, ever since the pandemic, nag-open up na ulit. Nag-open din naman kami for testing. But, by appointment basis. Parang we only accept 25 per day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, minsan, if you're gonna check yung schedule, minsan, the next available date is like a month away para makapag-schedule ka.
Mm-hmm.
And then, buti na lang, we actually launched this self-testing kit, which is for 700 something yata yung price ng self-testing kit ng for HIV. For those who want mm-hmm. it, who wants to do it in the comfort of their home, they have that option as well.
Tanong ko naman sa'yo, like, do you experience, or maybe your friends, do you experience this so-called quarter life crisis?
Oh my God, it was such a challenging period. Yung, if I'm not mistaken, quarter life crisis is the part wherein you feel like mm-hmm. your life wala na siya napupuntahan. I think I had that around 2019.
Mm-hmm.
As in, parang di ko alam kung saan papunta yung buhay ko. And it was really challenging kasi I was questioning my own worth. I was questioning my income. I was questioning the people around me. I was questioning my family and everything. Parang may saysay pa ba itong existence na to? Am I doing something wrong? Am I doing something right? Why does it feel like I'm going nowhere? Ganun, parang this is not the plan that I had when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yung ganun, parang you're hoping na sana para itong game, it's gonna tell you what your next quest is about. But mm-hmm. sadly, no, that's not life. Then, it was really challenging. I had to really reach out to a lot of people just to clear my mind of the thoughts. And ano siya eh, pag ganung may pinagdadaanan ka, it's really helpful if you talk to someone who is more experienced in life.
Because
mm-hmm. if you talk to people who are the same age as you, most probably hindi ka na maintindihan eh. Or if a person has not yet experienced the quarter life crisis, they won't understand what you're going through. So ako yung ginawa ko, I spoke to a person na I think is already 40 or 50. At yun, nakita niya nga na parang sobrang depressed ko. As in, parang hirap akong umiti. And then if I did engage, parang half-hearted na lang yung engagement sa kanila. And then, ayun, sabi niya lang sa akin na if I needed to cry, iiyak ko na lang daw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did when he said that. Ayun, parang ako nag-tantrum sa kanya. Nilabas ko lahat na yung parang nararamdaman ko sa life. And then, tawag dun, siguro yung pinaka-best advice na binigay niya sa akin is, tawag dun, hindi porket ito yung naging plano mo nung bata ka sa life mo, yun talaga yung mararating mo. Don't feel bad if that's not what's happening, diba? It just means that there's another opportunity to make a better life than what you initially planned, diba? So, tawag dun, from that moment, ang ginawa ko is, sabi ko, okay, it's enough about crying about my past and everything kasi it won't change. The past is gonna stay the same kahit anong iyak mo dyan. And then I realized na I'm wasting my time crying for like, I think mga months din akong ganong lost thinking about what's happening with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm thinking, let's start now. Let's make today, tomorrow, a better one by using what we have right now, what resources we have right now to make our tomorrow much better. No? So that's what I did. I started with myself muna. Ano bang, what's making me sad? What am I not happy about? And when the moment I asked myself that, ang dami kong nalagay sa parang utak ko, a lot of shit in my head. And you'll get overwhelmed with a lot of things that you want to improve in your life. Pero don't try to improve them all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi mangyayari, magpo-procrastinate ka eh. You see so many shit, parang ayoko na lang. Ang dami masyado. Take one step at a time. Okay, ano ba naging problem ko nun? I feel like I failed myself physically. I was not happy about how I looked. Kasi nga, I was fat and then ang sumpa ng puberty, the pimple marks. So what can I do about that? So yun muna yung finocus ko. Okay, Sam, let's start going to the gym. That's what I did. And shockingly enough, I lost weight. And then I guess I started being more physically attractive. And then I started going to my derma na nga. But I started investing more on myself to make myself look better. And I'm happy naman ngayon kasi before talaga I feel so insecure about how I look na I can't really go into dates and everything. Pero ayun nga, now I do. Some people will reach out saying that they're interested. Ayun, kahit pa paano yung that part of my life na ayos ko. And then next, what came next was me not being happy about my career.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nga, tawag dun, short history, I am an accounting graduate. And then, nag-working student ako kasi nga we had financial problem.
Mm-hmm.
Nag-start ako sa isang company, my very, very first company. The offer was 17,000 package. That was way back in 2016.
Okay na rin.
And then,
at the time.
Oh, okay na siya, actually. Mm-hmm. And then in 6 months, nag-increase siya to 20,000. When I became a regular, yun na yung package ko by that time.
Mm-hmm.
Pero syempre sabi ko, call center setting yun, tinuloy ko pa rin yung studies ko. I graduated accounting and then I started looking for your job. Masakit nun, that time I already had a degree and work experience.
Mm-hmm.
People were offering me 15 to 16 and that was 2018.
Sa field ng accounting?
Yeah, sa field ng accounting.
Ouch.
Did I waste all my money for that? So sabi ko, okay, let's try again. 2 years ako naghahanap ng work ng accounting field. So yun, I took the licensure exam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a certified accounting technician. Technologist ang putik. Before you could reach that title, you have to get the certified bookkeeper exam.
Mm-hmm.
Pag napasa mo na siya, then you can get the registered cost accountant exam. Then after that, saka mo makukuha yung certified accounting technician exam. They would advise you to do this in a 1.5 years period. So 1.5 years to complete that 3 title. So ako, nagpakabaliw ako. Tinapos ka siya in 1 month. Yeah, and I'm proud to say na I was able to pass all 3.
Uh-huh.
So my real name, ang haba-haba na, tinagdagan ko pa ng certified bookkeeper, registered cost accountant, and certified accounting technician.
Diba? Sarap tignan nun, diba? Oh.
Sarap.
Diba?
But, so syempre, I already felt confident. Malalagay ko sa resume ko, certified accounting technician. Yung may dulo pa talaga yung pangalan ko, diba?
Mm.
So, okay, some people set up an interview for me. Okay, sir, punta po kayo here sa Cubao. Please wear your business outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Business attire, sabi niya ganun. Okay. Dito sa company ko ngayon, parang kahit polo shirt lang okay lang. Pero sige, just for the accounting job. Pero sabi ko sa kanya, my shift ends at 3, so okay lang ba malate ako? Siguro mga 4 or 5 p.m. ako makakarating. Well, yes sir, that's very fine. We're gonna wait for you, sabi niya ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi pa ako nakakaalis na sa company ko. Tumawag ulit sila. Sir, I see that you are working for a high-end company. May I ask for your expected salary?
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ko, I'm currently earning around 20-ish, sabi ko sa kanila. So I'm hoping something around that amount.
Mm-hmm.
Pero sabi ko, pwede pa naman may pag-negotiate. I see, sir. Bigla niya lang tinagalog. Noon na English, mm-hmm. Bigla niya lang tinagalog.
Okay.
Sir, kasi ang offer lang po talaga ni client is 12,000 package.
What?
I was like, excuse me? 12,000? Yes po, sir. Yun lang talaga kayo offer. Sabi ko, nakikita niyo man siguro sa resume ko na I'm a certified bookkeeper and you're looking for a bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really the most you can offer? Kasi I was willing to go down to at least 17 or 18 ulit. Oh po, sir. Yun lang talaga, 12,000. Parang sa develop ko, you made me wear this fucking business attire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that you're making me wear something so formal, you know, but I'm gonna expect something nice, diba?
Mm-hmm.
But no, that is not the case. I declined on the spot. So, you know, I'm not gonna accept that. Super ako na sad kasi nga, I've it was 2 years. I'm trying to find an accounting job. Ang dami kong pinag-interviewan just to get an accounting job. And then mm-hmm. whenever we talk about salary, wala talaga umaabot dun sa initial salary ko before. Para napaisip ako, bakit ang panahon na wala akong job experience and wala akong degree, I was offered 17. And mm-hmm. then in 6 months, again, 20. But ngayon, I have a strong strong background, strong degree, title, and then work experience. But parang ginagago ako. Talagang sabi ko, shit, napaka... Ano ba to? Ano ba tong path na pinupuntahan ko?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I changed my mindset. Nung panahon na yung panahon na yun kasi it's not important kung anong job mo eh. Ang mahalaga is you're earning money. So sabi ko, fine. People are gonna say stuff. Ay, nagtapos ka ng accounting, tapos call center ka lang. I'm sure you get that feedback sometimes. Oh, I'm not sure.
I fucking hate that stigma. Like,
yeah.
Lang? Like, if you can pass the fucking interview and all this fucking SVAR, if you can pass that, mm-hmm. tsaka mo yan ilang, and if you can even last more than 6 months talking to angry customers, man, you don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The fact that you have a different time zone.
Oh, di ba?
Not everyone can stay up that late every single night.
You're a subtle OFW na nga kung totoosin dahil you're no longer hanging out with your friends and family dahil araw sila, di ba? In a way, you may still be at home but you don't get along, di ba? Or
yeah,
it's hard to find time.
Kaya nga, ayun nga, parang natatawa ako kasi parang one of my friends, kasi nga, I was the top in accounting in school. That's why I really wanted to get an accounting job because I was really doing well in school. It was like, ano ba yan, Sam? Ang galing-galing mo sa accounting. Tapos call center ka lang. Then I had a friend, her name is Thea. She was like, she worked for Concentrix and yeah. I know, Accenture. She worked for Accenture. Irita siya and then she was like talking to me. Ano ba yun, si Keme-Keme? Dami niya sinasabi pero hindi naman pumasa sa interview ng call center.
Baka kaya pala, baka may hatred kasi hindi siya pinasa. May hatred.
Exactly. And I was like, okay, you're wearing that nice outfit of accountants or whatnot, or a person working in the accounting department. Can you tell me how much you're earning? We have to be honest, the compensation in the contact center industries is yummy. Diba? Not all, pero most.
Yeah.
Kaya nga, I decided to parang continue lang sa ganitong field. And that brought me to this current company wherein I could say that I'm financially happy. I was able to start my own VUL. I could support my family here. I can pay my bills. I can buy the things I want. And I have my own savings. Diba? Parang before kasi iisipin natin na, ay, sayang yung pinag-aralan ko. Ito yung inaral ko for ilang years. Keme. Okay, fine. You're an accountant now. You're earning 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you happy? Are you financially stable? No. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Ako naging thought process ko nun na because I really would like to help others. How can I help others if I can't even help myself?
Tama.
So naging thought process ko nun is I just need to earn money legally na wala akong tinatapakan na ibang tao, wala akong ginagawang illegal, and then I'll use that money to help myself, to build myself up. And kapag stable na ako, then I can help others. Diba? Hindi ko naman sinabi na I have to be an accountant to be able to counsel sa love yourself. No. I just need enough money to help myself para makatulong din ako sa iba. Yun yung naging mindset ko about career. So, yeah. That was another thing na I fixed dun sa ano ko, sa parang quarter life crisis ko. And then... Ang pinaka naman, pinaka factor din naman sa quarter life crisis is yung self-love and self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi you're gonna start questioning that eh. And that one is actually something na is in process pa rin for me. So yeah. Ang haba ng kuda ako. Sorry.
Actually, I appreciate that. Kasi kahit ako rin naman nakaka-experience din ako niyan. Siyempre, iba-iba tayo na pinagdadaanan, but I believe most of us experience it that way. Lalo na ngayong pandemic when we have so much to reflect on. Ako naman, ang na-realize ko is yung importance ng trabaho. Kasi ako naman, BPO rin ako. And the thing is, my problem is how to stay long in a company. Kasi parang, ako kasi in terms of customer service, parang hindi ko kayang tagalan kapag, hindi physically yung ano ko eh, yung medyo, yung kinocomplain ko. Kinocomplain ko yung mental health ko eh. Kapag parang, if I'm going to receive calls like this every day, 8 hours a day, parang hindi ko makasurvive ng ganito. Parang, overtime, nakaka-deplete siya ng energy. Kaya nga, hindi ko rin kasi ma-imagine how people say lang ang call center when they don't even know what kind of job are we actually doing, di ba? It's not just a mere of the mere act of talking to clients from abroad. It's also being / psychologist / I don't know, receptionist. Alam mo yun, like all kinds of things that you do or in any kind of profession, parang all in one na siya eh. You have to pacify them, you have to sell them shit, you have to solve their fucking problem, explain their bill, do shit for them na kaya naman nilang gawin online. So in a way, you're basically this super assistant, di ba? Super assistant.
Yeah.
They don't even know how hard it is na iba-iba rin yung schedule mo. Na hindi porket pang gabi ka, yun na yun. Hindi. Meron kang 8 to 5, meron kang 10 to 7, meron kang 2 to 11. So, can you imagine how people adjust to that schedule? Yung sleeping cycle nila, exactly. Basag na.
So, parang, sobra.
They don't know how hard it is. Parang in a way nga, parang nag-a-abroad eh, because of that schedule. Mm-hmm. Diba?
And tawag dun, have experience being in a telco account? My God, you have to troubleshoot something that you're not even seeing over the phone.
Nag-imagine ka na lang ng ano.
Like you have to tell them to do this. This is the fifth button on your remote, something like that. Or if they have problems with their phones or something, you have to guide them over the phone, and you're not even sure if you're doing the right thing as well. Kasi finally, hindi mo naman nakikita yung problem nila eh. But you have to help them because that's your job. And then people will say lang, call center ka lang.
Parang akala mo ano yun, the way they use the word, iba yung impact sa nagtatrabaho sa industry na yun eh. It's like they're belittling the job, thinking that it's too easy. No, it's not easy. You have to be strong physically and mentally eh.
People saying na, ano ba yan? Nagsasalita lang naman kayo. Okay, go ahead. Memorize something that you did not, you know, parang they're gonna give you something to learn for 1 month and then you're expected to know the whole thing.
Oh. Diba?
Kami nga, 2 weeks lang yung training namin dito sa insurance eh.
Pero gusto ko idagdag dun sa binanggit mo kanina, no? May binanggit ka kasi na parang quest, diba? Like when you were studying and all. Naisip ko nga rin yun, like, it kind of makes sense pagdating sa course. Kasi di ba pag nasa school ka, parang ang magbibigay sa'yo ng task is always the teacher. And then if they're gonna give some projects, you have to work it, you have to work with it with your classmates or maybe even by yourself. Pero in a way, it's good to feel like you have someone to support you, but you also have someone to rely on in terms of what task you're going to do. Pero pagdating sa after graduating, di ba parang, ah, okay, sige, nakaka-excite, magtatrabaho na ako, mag-a-apply na ako sa ganito, ganyan.
Mm-mm.
Then, once you start working, okay, sure, I'm earning money. Siguro in the first few months, para sa akin, I can buy whatever shit I want, I can pay my bills, I can go to groceries, ganyan, ganyan. So parang wala makakahad lang sa akin. Pero over time, like, is this it? Is this what I'm doing? Like, hindi ako nagko-complain sa trabaho ko, I appreciate it so much. Mm-hmm. It pays my bills, pero parang, do I even have time for myself to improve myself? And yan yung una ko inisip kasi my first job was call center din eh. Man, na-trauma ako po ta telco na Brits. Tapos, hindi sila pala mura. Which is, I'm thankful for. Pero sarcastic sila, grabe. Parang, di ba syempre, parang bibo-bibo ako nun. Sabihin ko, thank you for calling around. This is Kanta. How can I help you? Oh, sure, you can help me. What happened to my bill? Gumagano sila, parang they're even going to mock you before they even ask for your help. Parang, how can you even help that person, diba?
I want to add something to that. Yeah? This goes to all of my Filipino people who thinks na madali ang call center.
Mm-hmm.
What is with your accent? You're not American, are you?
Mm.
Give me an American representative. Yeah. It's funny because there was this one time na, the last person who assisted me, I could not fucking understand her Filipino stupid accent. Why is your company giving your job to other countries? And she had no idea that the person that she was speaking with is also Filipino.
Which is ironic, diba?
Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
Ikaw ba yan? Sa'yo ba yan?
Yeah. Yes, sa akin, as in, ako yung kausap niya, and she was like, I couldn't understand her. Her accent was so thick. Why are you guys giving this to Manila?
Did you reveal yourself?
No, I did not. Where are you located? Yeah, I'm in Massachusetts. Finally, an American person. I'm like, okay. Yeah, you have to deal with that. Pag mahina ang puso mo, actually, call center job is not for you.
Mm-hmm.
Pag mahina ang puso mo, it is not for you.
Yan yung yan yung gusto kong sabihin sa mga nag-a-apply na akala nila madali. It's not really just about the language. Oh, sige, sabihin natin na the huge challenge for those people who are not exposed to the language is the language itself. But aside from that, you also have to be a little tech savvy when it comes to desktop computers. But hindi lang din, it's not just enough to talk. You also have to know a few tweaks on how to maximize semi productivity. Exactly. It's not a talent show of languages or how many languages you know.
Especially now that a lot of people are offering, or a lot of companies are offering work from home. Hindi ka pwede maging slow. Hindi ka pwede maging slow at all, especially if you're going to work from home. Kasi kung sa office, okay, your supervisor or your teammates can guide you.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kapag work from home, you're training. Ikaw lang yan. Kapag slow ka. Wala kang magagawa. Talo ka. And then, I really want to go back to that quest thing na naman eh.
that quest thing is something.
It is. Kasi nga diba in life, parang, okay, ang goal mo is makagraduate. How many years ka na sa school thinking that, right?
Mm-hmm.
How old do we start going to school? Around 4 or 5? And then how old would you graduate? Nasa 20 plus ka na yata kung graduate ka, right? Tama ba? 20 plus or 8?
20 plus.
Oo, 20 plus na. So imagine for that long, you had that parang simple goal of doing this. And ang masaya kasi dun, school will always offer you variety of stuff. You're always gonna, you know, find a new thing to do. May bagong project na is new for you. Pero once you get into the job, okay, uy, may work na ako, ganito. It becomes fucking repetitive. Every single day, ito lang ang gagawin mo. That's the part that's gonna make you ask yourself, eh, ito na ba yun? Mm-hmm. Parang, nasa na yung parang excitement before nung sa school na parang ganito, yung project, you know, parang project with your friends, and then paano mo ito i-research, paano mo ito ipapresent sa class. We had a lot of activities kahit sa school lang siya eh.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're gonna be excited for summer, kasi nga may mga activity kayo, which is lahat yan mawawala when you start working. Holidays? Mm-hmm. Ano yun? Diba? And then, you're gonna wonder, ano na? Ito na ba yun? Wala na ba akong ibang gagawin? Ito na ba yung is this life?
Mm-hmm.
Mapapaganon ka eh. Kaya nga yun yung part na you have to let go of what you initially envisioned for yourself. I mean, If you're makulit enough, wait, there's this tamang English word for that. I think it starts with P. If you could persevere enough to reach your goal, persevere ba yung tamang word? Anyways, because I think you guys understand me. If you are strong-willed enough to reach that golden goal for it, we're not stopping you. Pero there are also other options no, if you're finding yourself really challenged na. Kasi sometimes by letting go of that initial plan, you're gonna make room for something better. So yun lang, chika lang.
School is exciting, and shout out pala dun sa mga classmates ko no, na sasabihin nila ay pa-importante to si sir, pa-importante to si ma'am, hindi naman major subject. You don't even know how fun school is. Oh, it's like it hate is. Me all you want. Siguro baka maraming magalit dito kasi like maybe they hate school, maybe they hate their college professors, or they hate the environment, or they hate studying, whatever. Hate me all you want, pero I just want to say, I miss studying. Kasi it's the exciting part where you can work with other people and still have fun without any punishment. Walang punishment dito. Ang punishment lang siguro dito yung grade mo. If you get a low grade, that's because you didn't do enough, diba? But yeah. It's all on you. So parang, you don't even know na after this, what now? What's next? We're all being prepared to graduate, but then, after we graduate and get a job, then what? Diba? So parang what? Get promoted? It's easier said than done. Diba? You also have to deal with your superiors and colleagues if you're gonna like them and if they're gonna like you. Tapos, there's the pressure na kailangan ma-reach mo yung target and stats nila. So like, there's a lot of demands that you didn't know at school, and somehow I wish sana tinuro din yun. Na after yung graduate, dapat ito targetin nyo to. Dapat ganitong position, dapat ganitong job. Dapat yun yung tinuro, diba? Like, I just hope if there's something that our professors can add in terms of real career, sana yun. But again...
And what's what's funny is, sa school, actually, parang studying is harder than working, to be honest.
It is.
Like, I remember this part in sa accounting. Parang sobrang hirap nung pinapagawa, sobrang hirap nung problems. And then I was asking this friend of mine na working na siya that time. She was already working in the accounting department, and then she's just taking the course for formality, para malagay doon sa resume niya na she can work in the accounting department. Hindi daw talaga ganun kahirap. Kasi, funny thing is, after you graduate and you go to the job, you don't start working. You still get trained
to
do what you're gonna do. Kumbaga parang in school, you just learn how to interact. Diba? And then, when you go to your job, you have to learn again how they do it. Yan yung isang bagay na tawang-tawa ako kasi I thought once you start working, you just do it. Hindi pala. You still get trained. Kaya sabi ko, why did school exist in the first place? And then I realized, they're actually training you how to cooperate with other people, to work with other people. Yun yung parang training ground sa atin for the past 18 years of school.
Work with others. That's the most important thing. People think they can do things by themselves. While it's true to some people, it's not suitable and even recommended kasi parang, unless you're the smartest and the most genius person on earth, diba? All of us will have to rely on others and people will rely on us as well.
Kaya ayun, talagang nakakatawa lang how, when looking back on our lives, sobrang dami nagbago. Kaya nga, don't hold on to what you initially created in your younger years. Kasi that will definitely change once, you experience reality of working. Or reality after graduating, na life is not what you expect it to be.
Now, this podcast was not created to give tips. Not really give tips, but more like relating or at least connecting with most people. Kasi we're not celebrities. We're not, we're not millionaires or billionaires, but we're here to share our ideas because I think it helps when people connect. It doesn't have to be an advice. It doesn't have to be a Bible-like advice from a priest or from a professional. Pero yun nga, I think connecting with your problems or relating with other people is enough to make them think na it's normal to feel this way. It's normal to have this crisis. Tinatawag na nila, di ba?
And siguro ang isa pang mapibigay ko advice about people who is going through stuff like this, no? Misa kasi people will think, ano ba itong nararamdaman ko? I have work, I have this, I have that. Why? I'm not supposed to feel bad or something like that. Don't be the first person to invalidate your own pain, your own confusion. Don't invalidate yourself. Yun ang masasabi ko. Diba? Kasi masakit na nga pag ini-invalidate ka na ibang tao eh. Please don't do it to yourself.
Tama.
Yun lang.
I think there's one song that I remember eh. I forgot the actual lyrics, but I think it's from Fall Out Boy. I'm not sure if you listen to Fall Out Boy, but there's one lyrics from one of their latest songs na sabi is, "The only thing that can stop me is me," or something like that. Which makes sense. I guess in terms of what the things that we want to do, the only thing that can stop us is us, not from any other people. Kumbaga, in terms of the stigma, the toxic stigma na meron tayo sa society, yes, it can break our spirit, but nasa atin pa rin yung action. If we're gonna do about that stigma, diba? Anong gagawin natin?
Exactly.
Do we simply submit to their discrimination or do we do something about it?
Exactly. Okay. And parang you just need to be more understanding eh. Instead of simply judging something just because of what other has to say about it,
mm-hmm.
You know, parang put the responsibility on yourself to really try to understand something. For example, sa HIV, people are gonna say this, say that, pero when you actually study it, yun pala yun, it's not what I originally understood because of what other people say.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Basically what I'm trying to say is take the time to really understand something before you actually try to judge it just because of what you've heard from other people. No?
Mm-hmm.
Ayun, or try to find someone credible enough to actually understand it.
Listen to professionals, kumbaga, pagdating sa mga ganyan bagay. Tsaka,
exactly.
You also have to separate kasi di ba pag HIV, they have to separate the dirty mindset or the dirty idea of HIV. Now, instead of looking at as kadiri or iyo or dahil nanggaling sa ganitong gender or ganitong kasarian, try to remove that and just simply look at it as a disease. Look at it as a disease.
Actually,
stop, you know, poisoning that idea na may iba pa dyan other than disease. Disease lang talaga to. And everyone can
exactly.
Have it.
I remember this one experience. I had a female client.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, oh my God, ang galing nyo. Bakit ganun? Parang ang normal lang na-share ko sa iyo yung sex life ko and I don't feel judged. She said that. Parang kasi if she parang opens it up down to parang her friends and everything, parang ang yung tingin sa kanya parang ay bok-bok, parang ganun. Pero nung sa akin, and considering na I'm a guy nga daw, parang na-explain niya pa daw talaga yung ginagawa niya, ganun, and parang sabi niya, ganun pala, na it's not really that big of a deal, sabi niya ganun. Kasi nga, when, you know, we were able to change the mindset. If you're in that place, bakla ka, lalaki ka, tomboy ka, or straight, wala, sex is just, you know, a normal topic. Kasi nga, saan ba tayo galing? We just go back to that. Saan ba tayo galing? How were we created? Diba? And, yun nga, we're not talking about sex because, you know, we want to do something sexual. Well, maybe we do, pero anyways, we're talking about sex because we want to educate. We want you to know na okay, yes, sex, na dyan yung good part, which is feeling good, and then being intimate and everything. But let's not forget the risk then, and that is something that we need to talk about. Kasi yan ang hindi pinag-uusapan outside.
Man, this is a one-of-a-kind topic that we've had so far. And but anyway, thank you so much, man, for accepting this invitation.
No worries. I enjoyed my time.
It's already 11, so next start tayo like around 9. So that's already like 2 hours.
Wow, ang bilis ng oras.
Good night and thank you so much.
You're very much welcome, Kian.
Thank you,
goodbye
thank you.
Now.
Bye-bye.